This is CliffCentral.com.
I'm Gary Hertzberg, and this is the Laws of Life on CliffCentral.com. Alongside me today, Lionel Makoko-Kelelo. Welcome, Lions.
Dumela, Gary, and dumela to our podcasters.
Lions, can you believe it's now 12 years since same-sex marriages were legalized?
Wow.
You would have thought that by now South Africans would have got used to the idea, but unfortunately, there's still a great percentage of marriage officers that defiantly refuse to marry a same-sex couple.
Really?
Maybe they haven't heard of
two men. Well, they can get married now. I said two men. Yes, they can exchange their vows. Even women that swing that way are allowed to get married and be unhappy. Two men. They met in a club, you know they were dancing. The place was called the Manhole. They'll say I do. With their Sharpay at their side, one's a groom, the other's the bride. It's a good time to be G-A-Y-K. It's a good time to be G-A-Y-K. Make sure their touches fit, rainbow flags are deployed. They're a couple of happy boys. It's a good time to be G-A-Y-K. It's a good time to be G-A-Y-K.
Oh, you like that one, Lance? Oh yeah, I do. At least we're not doing "It's Raining Man."
That's the gay wedding song featured on the Lamont and Tinetti show, which is a big show in I think San Francisco in the USA.
Now, nice.
Two men, Lines, who experience the struggle and pain of finding someone to marry them, are the sophisticated and charming couple. They know a couple.
Yes.
Dustin and Andrew, welcome to you both, guys.
Thanks very much for having us, guys. Thank you.
Are you barely back from honeymoon, I think?
We haven't gone on honeymoon as yet.
Too busy working the two.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. We'll talk about your struggle to find someone to marry you both. Lines, you want to give out our details?
Oh, yes. At Hertzlaw, H-E-R-T-Z-A-W. That's where you can actually touch base with us. You can always just give us any topic that you would like us to talk about, and we'll find a specialist or guests who can actually break it down for you in the most simplest form ever.
Cool. Lines, our Facebook page, The Laws of Life with Gary Hertzberg, and our email address. You always say give us a like and
please do. Just click, one click, that's all it takes. And you can also just write anything that you'd like us to talk about on their Facebook page.
How cheesy was that song, Lines?
It was brilliant. Beautiful.
Cool. Just for you. Okay. Our email address, the law@cliffcentral.com,
yes,
L-A-W.
That's right. Cool.
South Africa, Lines, this is staggering, was the fifth country, the first and maybe the only in Africa, and the first in the Southern Hemisphere, and the second outside Europe, how's that for a stat, to legalize same-sex marriages. So we were the fifth country in the world to do it.
That's clear.
It shows how progressive we are in this country.
But we are non-tolerant people.
That's the problem. You see, it doesn't really make sense because right now there's a law. It's called the Civil Union Act.
Yes.
And that's what governs same-sex marriages, that one very law. So listen to this one, Lines. In terms of that act, a marriage officer can object to solemnizing a marriage on the grounds of his conscience and religion. He says, listen, I have a problem with it. I don't want to marry a gay couple. And I'm therefore refusing to solemnize your civil union. And that's it. And then he gets excluded. And he's a government official. He works for Home Affairs.
But doesn't make sense.
It doesn't make sense.
It doesn't.
But we'll discuss how someone's trying to change that around.
No, but Gary, you are a lawyer yourself. I'm so sorry. Before we move on, let's dwell on that. Even the law says this is how we are going to be treating people with dignity and everybody's equal before the law. Why would then the very same law be giving such rooms for people to maneuver when it comes to such important factor?
Well, I guess Lines is, you know, the counter argument to that. Freedom of religion is the outcry.
But then when
I have a problem, my religion doesn't allow same-sex marriages. If that is what the marriage officer says, he may be a Catholic. I don't think they believe in it.
But
our lovely gay couple are holding hands here. It looks, it's stunning.
I still have a problem with that because, Gary, the truth of the matter is when you work with people, You have to isolate yourself from your religion. I might be homophobic myself, but then if homosexual people come into my space, I need to treat them. I'll get paid to help people. But Tupelo principle is there for such things. So why would then we have these clauses in there that really give people a room to maneuver?
I agree with you. Once there's a law that says you can marry a man if you're a man and a woman if you're a woman, then there should be a marriage officer who's a government official should be compelled to carry out that law and shouldn't have an escape. I think we all feel strongly about that. Let's talk to our guests today, Dustin and Andrew. When you decided to get married, what did you do to try and find someone to marry you?
Well, what we did was we went to Home Affairs. We went to about two on the East Rand. We had a look at to see which Home Affairs would actually marry us, and two of them don't do it specifically. They didn't turn us away. They just said they don't actually practice same-sex marriage. They said we need to go as far as Alberton area. And we felt a bit of a challenge.
Why Alberton?
The guy at the Home Affairs said to us that was the only area that he knew, Alberton and Springs, that could actually do same-sex marriage.
Did you question them? Did you say, what's the big deal? You know, marry a man and a woman, a man and a man. What's your problem? That's the law.
Yeah.
And what did they say? I mean, what was their argument? They just, we don't do it.
Yeah, they said they don't do it. They were extremely cold and just said that we don't do it. Go to Alberton or Springs.
Can I tell you what I read? And I don't know how old this is, but it could be a year or so. Of the 1,131 marriage officers at Home Affairs, 421 lines, that's about 40%, were exempted. They applied for exemption, and they've been exempted from performing same-sex marriages. Those are the stats at the moment, which is... strange, isn't it, that this should happen? I mean, if you wanted to analyze the Civil Union Act, it says marriage officers are not compelled to solemnize a same-sex marriage, and this is what the law is at the moment, and if they object on the grounds of conscience and religion and believe to solemnize a civil union between persons of the same sex would be against their conscience or religion, they shall not be compelled to do so. And that's what the law is. So they just say, sorry, we have a problem, we're not doing it. I will not stand here and marry a gay couple.
What if I...
It's going to drive you crazy.
Yeah, no, it is. No, because I'm just trying to put myself as somebody who's black, and here comes an interracial couple. Yeah. And if I happen to be racist, then I say, no, I don't believe in black and white getting married. So am I going to be given a room to do that as well? Or is it this only selected to, only applicable to homosexuals because they are the minorities in South Africa?
Only applicable to gay marriage, same-sex marriage.
That's a nonsensical position for government to actually have. Because it needs to be challenged on those bases to simply say the very same clause, it's actually becoming very much unconstitutional, because if you are going to give me room to actually exclude others based on the fact that in my religion I don't feel comfortable, so can you, why not give me a room to simply say I can just be racist? Because I can be racist and say interracial, I don't believe in such. My culture says this and that. So as a result, why can you not give me such room? But then for homosexuals, you find it very much applicable to apply that on other people when they actually want to get married.
Yeah,
now, I find it quite sickening.
Yeah, it's not often Lionel gets incensed, but he is now.
Okay.
Andrew, how did you feel when they said to you, sorry, we don't do it?
Yeah, no, I mean, I was quite disheartened. I mean, this was supposed to be the happiest time of our life. We were getting married. I mean, it's supposed to be wow. And now to find someone who is actually willing to... like get us to that next stage in our life, it was disheartening. I mean, I must be honest, because you do all the research. I mean, I'd actually read that exact stat that you just quoted earlier.
Yeah.
And to see how our country, who's, like you said, was the fifth in the world to adopt this and to allow for gay marriage, was still so hesitant to, I want to say encourage, but...
May I ask you this question? I mean, it's cliched by now. In South Africa, when you walk hand in hand, the two of you, in certain areas, on the East Rand, that's where you went to be married, how do people look at you? Do they look at your scars? Do they look at you strangely? Do they turn away? Or is it kind of accepted? What's going on out there with gay marriages?
I mean, we don't do it all that often just because of the way people tend to react.
Mm.
I mean, it's also hard because, I mean, as a couple, you're in love, you want to be able to show affection in public, but because of society and the way things are, we feel kind of...
So you hold back from doing it?
Definitely. Yeah.
Okay, so you did get married, the two of you.
We did.
How did you work this one out? Who did you find? What did you do?
Guys, well, after a lot of research, a lot of stuff on Google, I've got a friend that's also in the same industry as me, and she recently also got married to her girlfriend.
Yeah.
And she suggested we contact this Christian pastor. He's also gay. And
sorry, are you both Christian?
Yes.
Okay. I was actually raised Catholic.
Oh, really? Okay, well, talk about that. I'm quite interested. Okay.
Yeah, and then we got in contact with the pastor, and since then it was smooth sailing. He did everything for us. He explained us the difference between getting married under the Civil Unions Act and the Marriage Act.
And he was fantastic.
It was brilliant.
Yeah.
Did you have a big crowd at the wedding? Or was it just the two of you and witnesses?
Just our parents, actually.
Yeah. Oh, really?
It was very smooth.
Nice.
Is there a reason for that?
No.
Other than costs?
Oh, yeah, that.
Dustin, you've started a new business. You'll give me the name afterwards. We'll let the public know about it. So it all went according to plan in the end. Who is the person that married you? Maybe you want to give out his details, or it's up to you. But if there are gay couples looking to get married, this is the man.
Sure.
Who is it?
His name is Pastor Louis.
Yeah.
He's got his own church in Boxburg.
Okay.
It's particularly for gay people,
mm-hmm.
but it's open to the public as well.
Open to all. But it's actually really nice to be able to go to a place and see people showing affection, holding hands, males, females, everybody just happy. It's actually really
just
nice and
being
free.
In love, yeah, and not being judged by it.
Traditional marriage vows end with the words, "I pronounce you man and wife." how will you pronounce the two of you?
Man and man.
No.
We're pronounced Mr. and Mr. De Silva.
Mr. and Mr. De Silva.
The emphasis on the second.
Do you use the word my spouse or do you use my partner? What do you use now?
More
often than not, I say my hubby if it's informal, otherwise my partner.
I mean, if you go to the bank and they say, well, you're married, and you say yes, and they say, well, do you say my spouse, my husband, or what do you say?
I would probably say my spouse.
Yeah.
My husband.
Yeah.
Do you say your husband?
Yeah.
Dustin?
Definitely.
And do people kind of accept it now in commerce? Yeah,
no problem. You might get a look, but I mean, what they're going to do.
Yeah. When two women get married, also, I suppose, wife and wife or bride and bride, who knows? Mrs. and Mrs.
Mrs. and Mrs. Yes.
You guys haven't been to Las Vegas.
No, we haven't.
No.
Yeah, because that's the marriage capital of the world. They're now offering $49. Here's one for you, Lyle. An Elvis wedding. Gay marriage, they say. $49.
Alala.
You've got to get there. It costs you $50,000. But you could get married for $49. I suppose you got married for nothing here as well. But there you get an Elvis wedding.
Yeah.
How's that?
What could be better?
No, that's great.
Okay, let's talk about what's happening in the law, Lyle. You're going to enjoy this one. There's the gay rights organizations and some political parties are asking for an amendment to the law, which is you're going to be happy with. What they really want is that marriage officers should not be allowed to refuse to officiate a gay marriage.
Perfect.
Okay, so here's one. There's a political party called COPE, COPE.
You know them,
Congress of the People.
We tend to know about them during
elections. Anyway, there's a woman there that seems to have done some good work. Her name is Deirdre Carter. I emailed her, but she didn't reply to me. Maybe she didn't get it. She's a member of Parliament. She's lodged what they call a private member's bill. And she's aiming at repealing that section of the Civil Union Act which allows marriage officers to opt out, if I may use that. Her argument is that marriage officers who refuse to officiate are acting unconstitutionally, which is yours as well, as the Constitution provides that public servants, the Home Affairs people, should be impartial and act fairly without bias.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's what her point is. However, Lyons, remember this one, that a private member's bill, so this is not the ANC's bill.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the ruling party's bill. A private member is a bill anyone that's a member of parliament, except I think a cabinet minister, can lodge what they call a private bill. and they lodge it in Parliament and they say, hey, I want to change the law. And then the government will look at it and they won't get enough votes and they'll scrap it or whatever. To give you an example, the first ever private members bill passed in the National Assembly was the giving of fathers the right and opportunity to take paternity leave.
Wow.
Sure. Yeah, that came from a private member. Oh, that's good. It was lodged by a member of the ACDP.
Whoa.
Not ACDC, ACDP. Do you know what that stands for, Lars?
I think I'll know next year.
African Christian Democratic Party.
Oh.
They lodged this private members' bill and it came through.
Wow.
So, yeah, that's something. So maybe, for all we know, this very bill will become law.
No, it must become law. We must make it a point that it becomes law.
Yeah. Guys, you agree with that?
100%.
Silly that you have to go through all this.
No, I don't understand why treat gay people different. Why do we have to be treated so differently? And yet you are simply saying that our constitution is the best in the world, yet we still have these such clauses in our constitution.
Funnily enough, Lines, here's something else that I read about in the Civil Union Act, which is the act that governs same-sex marriages. You know the proverbial question that a marriage officer asks when he says, does anyone have any lawful reason why two people should not marry? You know that question. Mm-hmm. And then someone runs forward and says, yeah, I object, whatever it may be. Well, it's there as well in the Civil Union Act. So, I don't know. No one rushed forward and said they objected to your marriage.
No.
Your parents said, no, we're fine, we're cool with it.
I don't think we would have cared.
Yeah. Well, your parents were there, but I mean, some radical cousin of yours would said, no, I'm against gay marriage, he'd come forward, he could have objected.
Could be a jealous spouse, ex-boyfriend.
Yeah.
Those they two tend to come forth. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's true.
Vance, the question that I have often been asked as a lawyer is, what happens if your fiancé breaks up with you? Can you claim damages from him? So he says, listen, I said I was going to marry you, but I'm cancelling, I'm out of here, I found someone else, or you're getting on my nerves. Sentimental damages is something like, he broke me heart, you know, you broke my heart and you've hurt me and, you know, I'm going to claim sentimental damages. Well, you'll be surprised to know that traditionally there was a claim for that, but the Supreme Court of Appeal a few years ago, in the year 2010 when we had our World Cup here, the judge said, I do believe the time has arrived to recognize that engagements are outdated.
Oh.
Outdated. Okay. And the court dismissed the woman's claim for sentimental damages.
Shame.
So you can't get it. If someone breaks your heart, well, that's your bad luck. Just make sure you don't get your heart broken.
Okay.
You do have a claim for actual expenses incurred for the wedding and all that. Well, that's obvious, isn't it, if someone bails out?
Not true.
Hey, who gets the engagement ring?
So I don't know. I don't know if it's different or what, but we kind of did our own thing with that. So we were together for... We were together for a couple months and... We kind of both knew where we wanted this to end up. So one evening I popped the question to Dust.
Oh,
and
nice.
Then a month later he did the same to me.
Did you give, who gave the engagement ring or wasn't there one?
So when I popped the question, I gave him one. And then a month later he gave me one.
Is it the same ring that you wear today?
Yeah.
The engagement ring, wedding ring?
Oh my word.
That's so beautiful.
Just before the wedding we went and got the rings engraved. Each and then we kind of gave it to each other on the day and explained the meaning behind it and stuff like that.
Oh, such
a beautiful
story. How
long have you been married as a matter of interest? Is it a month?
A month and 2 days.
All things good?
So far, so good.
Nothing's changed.
Just one favor. Can you find Lionel a husband, please?
We'll do our best.
I'll find the marriage officer and find him a husband.
We'll do our best.
You failed.
Lions, when there's a breakup,
yes.
Who gets the engagement ring? Usually when an engagement is broken, I think we all know that all gifts made to each other on the assumption they were going to get married must be returned.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, including the engagement ring, except for silly little things like teddy bears and gifts and birthday presents. That doesn't have to be returned. But an engagement ring, if the marriage doesn't take place, as they say in Afrikaans, you must give it back. There is a famous actress called Zsa Gabor. She was married 9 times. This is what she said. I never hated a man enough to give him back his diamonds.
And that's a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's the story. We hope to get the law changed. Well, not we, but COPE is doing it on your behalf. Mm. And good luck to you guys.
I know, that's so sweet.
Thank
but
you.
Please, yeah.
Just so we know, like how has this transition been like, being a man to man as opposed to boyfriend?
For us, I don't think it was much of a change. We were living together for quite a while before we got married. So
okay.
And I think for both of us, at least, I'm going to speak for Dust, that in our minds, in our hearts, we were married a long time before we actually were.
Yeah.
And in terms of making it a point that gay relationships are actually in the spotlight, like we've seen with many other marriages, what does this really mean, and what sort of legacy would you guys like to live for the next coming generation of gay men and women?
I mean, I'd love for the next generation of same-sex couples to be able to walk around and hold hands.
Mm.
I would like for a marriage not to be called a gay marriage, just a marriage.
Yeah. Okay.
And things like that.
Dustin, you've started a new business. I'll give you 10 seconds airtime. What's it called, and what do you do?
Okay, so it's called Magenta Insurance Solutions.
M-A-J.
M-E-J.
M-E-J.
E-N-T-A.
Yeah, is it on the net? Is it on the net?
Yeah, there's a website, www.magenta.co.za.
Yeah.
It's a short-term insurance brokerage. We offer personal insurance, commercial insurance, and film and entertainment.
Excellent.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, Lions, I think that's going to be the show for today. Many thanks to all of you. Thanks for coming through.
Thank you.
And to our listeners, I think you learned a lot about engagement rings and marriages.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Now they're
and Lionel ranting a little bit. Thanks so much for listening. We'll see you again next Tuesday, Lions.
Yes, no, certainly.
Cheers until then.
Thank you. Bye.
This is CliffCentral.com.